it's a way, just for starters, the level's warming up. A Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Mem Zayin. We was talking about Kli Shlishi for quite a bit. Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan, Mem Zayin. Mishnah Berurah says, Afila B'Kli Sheni. We're discussing the issue of pas. B'Kli Shlishi, B'Tzadar, P'Yim Ganem, B'Sif Katan, Lamed Hei, L'Hokil, Ayin Shah. So, this is the machlokas, as the Prima Gadim says, between the Beis Yosef and the Bach, with respect to Ambati. That's a sugya we were learning more recently. The sugya of Ambati, a bath. Some say it's only Ambati, it's only a Kli Rishon, and it's nothing to talk about. But within those, that the Ambati includes Kli Sheni, the Beis Yosef says, who are the only Sheni and Shlishi? And the Bach screams, says, no, it's Shlishi as well. How do we paskin? So many paskin like the Beis Yosef. So on that basis, that the paskin say we have a right to be making the Kli Shlishi, even though the Urayim is machmir and the Bach is machmir, and the Orach HaShulchan screams and yells. Is there an Orach HaShulchan in the room? I don't think so. Then how can you say tea is mutter in Kli Shlishi? Well, we are, with our own eyes, we see gets cooked in the Kli Shlishi. So later, Poskim say, we don't, our eyes shouldn't confuse us, it's mutter anyway. And they make a reference to a sefer which I don't have with me, it's called the Tosefet Shabbos. Please look it up for me in the library or something. Sifkot Chavov. Look it up there if you don't mind and see what he says. That's just for openness. That's just while everyone's just filing in. I'm going to say, tomorrow is saying Shir regular time, and then we're off Thursday. And then I'm saying some kind of a Shir for those who are around, a different topic. And Sunday, we're going to finish this inyan, whatever, I know something's not going to be here, so it'll be a tape. And Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya starts the, I don't want to call it the Nuzman, but the second half of the Zman, which we'll be discussing the beginning of Perakira, Shehiya, Hachzara, Hanocha. So those who have time over this long weekend in faraway places, start Perakira, start from the beginning. That we'll be discussing the sugyas from the beginning, Lamed Vav Amud Beis till Lamed Ches Amud Beis. It's all one big sugya basically, from Mishnah to Mishnah, and that's your quote homework assignment for the long weekend. And you should be familiar with it. We'll have Numar Makamos on Monday, Mitzvah Shem. Try to get into it. Will Evan be back by Monday? I'm coming back. Who knows when? Please make sure to be back because we really can't afford the extra day because you only have exactly 3 weeks. To cover that very difficult topic. So let's discuss a little bit more now. When we start talking about Ilah Govar and Tato Govar, and we said we would continue a little bit more in this topic, and this has to do a lot with the Sugya of Irui, which is really our main topic for today and tomorrow. So the two are intertwined. Obviously, we saw the Tosfos Membeis and Medbeis, just to refresh your memories. Tosfos Membeis and Medbeis said that whether Irui should be considered mevashel or not depends at least in part on ilah gavah versus tatah gavah. Those who said that irui is not a problem, the Rashbam, is based on tatah gavah. Those who say it's a partial problem say, well, ad mekele bala, psachamayin vav, that there is a bit of a blia, who was in the bishul. And those who say it was no problem, the Rashbam, say, yeah, there is blia, but there's no bishul. As we saw at the end of Shiesta, the Rashbam is one of those who said, you cannot compare Bliya to Bishl. We saw there were those who said by Kli Sheni. We saw quickly at the end of the Shia by even less than Yatzel Eretzbah. We read that Meiri. That Meiri said, remember about the difference, like that Shita, that the threshold for Bishl is higher than the threshold for Bliya. Right? That's a whole, those who differentiate. And those who say that Iwi is Mevashel, the Kulo, which is one day on Tosfos, a very important and significant day, which you can't just disregard it. So what happened to Tatar Gavar? So they have to give a terror to Tatar Gavar, applies with respect to certain things, not with respect to other things, and they say, here's Mevashel Bekulo. Three different opinions. We already saw that the Aruch HaShulchan, we mentioned this last time, says it's the whole sugya of Yilah Tatar based on our Tosfos and Daf Mem Beis and Aleph if they have same quantity, but if it's a different quantity, we would not apply the ilah and tata, because one can in fact overcome the other. It's interesting. The big question is, and this is a very serious question, relevant to many areas of halacha, what's pshat in tata gavar or ilah gavar? Is the pshat that the lower one overcomes the upper one? As a result, the upper one becomes hot, and therefore there could be a bliya or a bishul. Or no, as long as the bottom one is hot, it can create a bliya in the top one, even if the top one does not become hot. What will happen? Yes, halacha l'maaseh shaila. Tata is hot, love yatzal erespo, and the ilah is not. I like that. Tata is hot, and the ilah is not. Is the ilah treif or not? What do you say about the ilah? It's cold. You can measure it. It never reaches yatzal erespo. Never. Should we say, since the bottom is hot, there's an automatic bliya in the top, even if it stays cold? Or should we say, no, the pshat in tata gavar is that the bottom one affects the top one, heats it up, and since it heats it up, there can be a bliya. But if we know for a fact that it's not hot, there's no bliya. What? How did you learn? Everybody say, everybody, who's want to venture an opinion? Yes? No, we assume. I agree we assume. What if I know for a fact it wasn't hot? What? Should we ask her anyway?
Yeah.
Why? But if it's you're saying we're assuming it, that means the assumption is that's true. Never said it. It's true. It never said it. As a matter of fact, it could be in your folder. You have this. I'm not sure. It could be you don't have it. Maybe you don't know if you have it or not. There is a section here which has some Yoredeya stuff. 155, let's see if it's there or not. Nope, you don't have it. 155 is a thing called the Chavez Das. So the Chavez Das, this is in Simon's Tzadi Beis, various Sifkotans. The Chavez Das in Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sifkotan Hey, says that Tato Govar, even if the top remains cold. Why? He thinks it shouldn't be that way, but that's the Stima Saposkin. The Aruch HaShulchan says Beferish not that way. Aruch HaShulchan is a little bit we call the Shitasa. Aruch HaShulchan is a scientist. He doesn't accept Tato Elah blindly. He's the one who said, based upon our Tosfos, that depends upon the majority. Depends upon the majority. Very major yesod. Now, it's interesting. He writes me the Lo Chilku Aposkin. Interestingly, though, the Chavez Das himself said it only works for Bliya, but not for Bishul. For Bishul, it has to get hot. Impossible to say it was Bishul if it did not reach out to Letterspo. Now, of course, this is the Chavez Das Lishitoso, that here and there, he distinguishes between Bliya and Bishul, whereas the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, if it stays cold, there's no Bliya, there's no Bishul, Pashtus, nothing. If you think about it a little bit more carefully, it depends a bit upon some of the other cases of Iruy, which we're going to talk about presently. So let's just take a little detour, talk a little bit about Iruy, and then we'll come back to the to this question of Tato Gavar, if one of them remains cold. It's interesting. We saw yesterday the Rosh with the Korban HaSanel. There is a, in this Chavez Das, which is in front of you, page 156. Talks a little bit about the status of a ladle, which we hope to get to soon. We'll get to soon, believe it or not. So he says as follows, I'm about 10 lines into Sivkot and Chavzayin. Says you can't use a ladle to kasha something. So the inyan hagola, the inon, the line starts with the word hagola. The inon, she yedafka de iwish lo nifsika kiluach miklivisham, she dafnosav huchemu ba'ur. And he quotes the Tosfos, daf Shabbos, daf Mem and Beis. Our Tosfos that we saw. Hot walls versus not hot walls. Then he says, even the line starts with Rashal. Rashal and Chulin. And the Taz quotes, and the Shach quotes, that Dover Gush Yeshlo Din Klirishin, Kevin Shenlo Defanos HaMakaros. Right? So the Dover Gush is a Klirishin. But they agree, catch this now, the Eino Mevashel. So the Chum of Dover Gush, they say, only works for Blia, not for Bishel. Against whom? Against the Magen Avraham, and even the Mishnah Berurah, who quoted the Chum of Dover Gush, as we saw in Hilchos Shabbos, with respect to Bishel as well. So the Chavos Das is going with the Mahalach, that you can sever and separate Bishel from Blia, with respect to Dover Gush, and we saw before, with respect to a case in which the top item never reached out to a lettuce bow. The Chavos Das says there's no bishul, but there is blia. Here too, Dover Gush, there's no bishul, but there is blia. At this whole mahalach, he makes a distinction between bishul and blia. And we saw that yesterday, one day in Shulchan Aruch, by Klisheini, one day in Pischa Tshuva, by Les Niatzo Lettuce Bow. So just we had already four cases. Les Niatzo Lettuce, Klisheini, Dover Gush, and a Tata Gover after top never got hot. Four cases, which they're talking about here, the possibility exists, we can sever Bishul from Blia. There is Blia, but there's no Bishul. However, it seems to me that the sheet that we passing like, we follow the Ramah, is the reverse of all these things. We passing Klisheni's, Namavashel is also not Bolea. And Mikra, then we pass in Dover Gush to Ramah Paskins, not Mevashel, not Bolea. And the other two as well, if it's cold, if you ask me, even though if it's cold and even the Chavos Das agrees it's not Mevashel, it's not Bolea. And what was the fourth? No. They had four things. Help me. I'm not sure what the four were exactly in my head right now. Tatoga, if the top one stays cold, and then Dover Gush, and then Pogos Miyatzel. That's one Klisheni. Oh, all four. We pass in all four. There's no Bishul, there's no Blia. Make it with it. We have to contend with something called Ademekele Bola. That is going to be our Achilles heel. Ademekele Bola, if it's not going to be Mevashel, which is what many poskim say, it's going to be a problem. We might say it is Mevashel. The same way Ademekele Bola, Ademekele Mevashel. That's exactly the opinion of Tosfos, that Iwu is Mevashel Kadei Klipa. So, at first glance, we are able to accept that as being equivalent, and there's no distinction whatsoever between Bli and Bishul. At first glance. We'll see later, a second glance may not be so simple. Fine. Rabbi Osai, I have to tell you that I'm a pluralist, as you've heard it many times from me. I believe in taking into account a wide range of opinions. For this reason, I'm not happy with the Shemir Shabbos Kulchos. Not happy. Why? Take a look at Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa, Kuf Lamed Tes. Here we are. He paskins on page 84, Kuflam Ates, top of the second column. What does he say on top? Mutter, the very top of page, Chafal. Mutter liten bakbuk amechel cholavot of kli reik v'laris of l'mayim roslim afil mekliwishem to the chamas of cholav. You can pour out water over a baby bottle. Why? Bottom. Ki ha'irui eina mevash ala kadei klipa kudaliel. V'abakbuk oi b'machom ha'kadei klipa. Yerudei sari bei shach. And it's both even if it's non-pasteurized milk, he says. I don't agree. I would not pass in this way. Because there is a very significant body of halachic opinion which maintains that iwi is mevashal b'kula. And although in Yerudea, where it's always going to be b'di'evit, after the fact, we have to make it kosher retreif, will be mekil. It's only a kadei klipa. That's only after the fact, not before the fact. And besides that, the stakes are much lower when it comes to the blias and it comes to bishul. Bishul is a shot of a d'oraisa. Of a d'oraisa. Yes, sir?
Is this bishul like plastic as well? What is the concern for that here?
Plastic, you mean?
It's like the plastic bottle. So you granted not
being mavashal
the milk inside the bottle, but
you're mavashal
the bottle.
So. Oh, wow. He's talking about glass bottle also. You are talking about, we spoke about the first, the beginning of melting metal, melting plastic. I don't think it melts from this. I don't think so.
But if it's Ewa, it's Kadeklipa, so
then... but I don't think it won't melt. As a matter of fact, I think it won't melt. I'm pretty sure. Take a look, if you will, in the Taz, Shin Yud Ches, Sivkotin, Tes Zion. Give it a look quickly. Taz Shin Yud Ches, if you don't mind. Sivkot and Taz Zayin. So the Taz says, very short, it's one line. The Mechaber said in Sifyud, also lit and tavlin v'kar v'laras lehem v'kli rishon. The Kaimon k'rashi v'ed atam, the irik v'kli rishon, hayna l'chumra. Aval o l'kula, okay. We don't follow l'kula, could go in the hachshir kli, shetzorach ha'golai, the irik v'kli rishon, k'mavua b'yardaya. Now wait a minute. In order for it to work, it has to be what we call b'kulo. Has to be b'kulo. If it's not b'kulo, then it won't work for Hagola, if something had absorbed Bakula. So I read the Taz to say, we passed like Rashi by the time, that Irik Eklevishin, even Bakulo, Lechumra. But we're not going to say, look, Bakulo, Lechula. But it seems to me, therefore, you should not be pouring boiling water on a water bottle, or a milk which is never pasteurized bottle, because it's a Shaila V'Doraisa. I wouldn't be Mekel at all. That's why I read the Taz. It was interesting, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this as well. In Sivkotin Ayin Dalet, quickly open please. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Ayin Dalet. And here he says as follows. Mikli Rishon, you can't pour Mikli Rishon on Tavlin. The after Tavlin aim is Basha Mikli Sheni. Iroi miklivishin kaimlon umavasha kadei klipa vafilu b'di'evet osur im ira lehed yalein shelo nifsek akiluach. This is the problematic Mishnah Berurah we saw back in Sivkotin Beis. Yes, what happened to the famous rule that if some poskim are mekel, so b'di'evet it's okay? Tremendous kasha. These were the tzorachim. Some want to say, well, it's only a small minority opinion. We can't rely upon even b'di'evet. Small minority opinion. Rashbam is small. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, he seems to pass in that way as well. In Yerodea, that's no small people. So we don't really understand why it should be us or b'di'evet. But what caught my attention over here is he says v'vashel kadei klipa. I understand it to mean at least a kadei klipa. We're not 100% sure. It's not mavashal even more than that. Okay. This is a very important yisoh. So I'm not masking to the Shemir Shabbos of pouring the water over the baby bottle. The Mishnah Berurah meant, yes?
Isn't it only in a case of alcoholics being made?
I don't think so. The Mishnah Berurah mentions nifsek akiluach. Where does that come from? He said it's mutter b'di'evit. The truth is, take a look at the Shaar Tzion, Eli Rabbah. I have an Eli Rabbah here. The new Shulchan Aruch, they have this beautiful Eli Rabbah. There I got a clear impression that the Elia Rabba is not only be Mekel b'di'evet, but he's even Mekel le'chat chila. I read it to you. Elia Rabba talks about this. So he talks about the Rambo. The Rambo, of course, is found primarily in the Yoredeya. Let me read you the Elia Rabba. Ramah says Nifsuka Kiluach Shari, and the Shach says the Afleman the Yama the Asur Haimashim Avliya Abul Eino Mavliya Umaflut Kiechot Umizan Nirapashut Lenin Bishop Bishabis Ein Lochish Klal. What do you mean Lochish Klal? It means even Lechatchila. So Iwish and Nifsuka Kiluach at most causes Bliya without Bishop. Now we said before that we keep saying over and over again that we rejected those distinctions in all those four cases. That's Chazak in the four cases. Pachas Miatza Letisbo, Kli Sheni, where they think the top thing became was stayed cold. Well, I always remember three and I always remember to forget the fourth. Someone write it down. What's the fourth? Dava Gush. Thank you. So we generally speaking, will reject these distinctions. We think they're all the same. The possible exception over here is Irui Shenifsak Hakilu. It's a quotation of the Elia Rabba. Where is it based upon? A sugi Masech Psachim Daf Ayin Vav. I'm not sure if you saw it yet. I asked to see on the Marma Kamas. What does it say over there? You have a Korban Pesach and its juice spilled on Cheres and it goes back and bounces on the Korban. Yitol Es Mekomo, because we need Sliesh and this is caused by heat coming from the liquid intensified by the cheres, that's not considered to be tzliyesh. It bangs into the Korban Pesach. You got to be yitlos mekomo. Take your finger and cut away a piece of meat as wide as your finger. So the Ran says, wait a minute. Rabbi Natam says, iris mevasha bekulo. What the Rabbi Natam do with a mefurash a gemara that you only have to take away a kedei netila? You know what he answers? Nifsak HaKiluach. So we answer the Rana Masech Avodah Zarah. This indicates that Nifsak HaKiluach creates a small amount of Bliya. A small amount of Bliya. So it would appear. The Ramos Mashma, it's not Mavliya at all. What do you do with Pesachim? So I can't go into Yoredeya now. If you look at the Mata Yonas and Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz, on the side of Darama, he says as follows. If it's Tato Govar, listen carefully, it's talking about what we call Cheres Rosachas, Hot China. And if it were Nifsuka Kiluach, there'd be no Bliya whatsoever. Of course, the question becomes, the Shach who says there is a Bliya usually doesn't go against Darama. So there is a discussion in the Not a Behuda, who said the following Chiddush, Dolom Erevavim. The Ramah is making what's called its Irui, listen carefully, which has two strikes against it. Number one, it's Nifsak, that it stopped in the middle. It's, again, with our point of departure is the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkoden, Ayin Zayin, Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach. But if it's Nifsak HaKiluach, then it's Mutter. He said it's Mutter only with the Yemen, that's what appeared. But the Eli Rabbah that he quotes, so it seems to me it's more to even lechatchila. What's the status of Nifsak HaKiluach in general? Well, maybe you have a combination of factors. The area is Nifsak, which is not one long stream, and it's also Nizchal. What does Nizchal mean, gentlemen? What does Nizchal mean? It slithers across, Zochlin, right? Zechila. Chamaz Zochalei off, it's slithering along. Okay? So it's if it's both Nifsak and Nizchal, says the Dogla Merevav and Simit Sadi Beis Nyorodeya, then the Ramah is Mekil. But if it's not Nizchal, it would Aser a Kadei Klipa. So he says, Chazanish says, no. Chazon Ish says, no. The Rama keeps on hammering home that Bliya and Bishul are the same. We'll say the same as there's no Bishul and Nifsek HaKiluach. There's no Bliya either. There's no Bliya either. Finished. There's no Bliya either. So Patsan Chazon Ish in Yoredeya. What do you do with the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav? So I'm not sure everyone saw it already. I'm not going to go into it now. Maybe on Sunday. Maybe I'll leave it for last because if you have enough time. Suffice it to say that Ayin Vav will not be an absolute proof, and this position is a completely tenable position. But now we come to Shabbos Mem Omud Beis, which is critical, believe it or not, for the Yoredeya as well. Not only for Or HaChaim, but for Yoredeya too. Open the Shabbos Mem Omud Beis, please. The Gemara. Let's see the Gemara again. We've been here before. Go there again. Critical. Says the Gemara Shabbos at Mem Omud Beis. A story. What's the story? Story. Halfway on the wide lines. Pamachas nechnasti acharebi lebeis hamerchot v'vikash l'nich lo pach shal shem v'abati. Omali, tu b'klisheni v'tei. Whoa. Put in the klisheni. So Rashi explains. B'klisheni. The klisheni ain't a mevashel. And then put the tepak in it. Tahach ambati shachamen nimshochen lo min amayon. Choshev lo kekli rishon shenirtachu bo af al pi sheviru me'al ha'or mevashel. Now what happened? Who was in Tveria? Who was in Tveria? So what did it look like in Tveria? It's hot springs, right? They gush up from the ground, no? And then what happens? You didn't see. You went to the Kinneret. Okay. Abosai. You went to a hotel and a swimming pool, Olympic size. So I think the water comes up and it slithers along the ground and it gathers in its brecha. Isn't that what happens in hot springs? I think it's what happens. So the Gemara is telling us, Rabosai, that brecha has the status of a kli rishon. That's called irishon nischal. Irishon nischal. It's considered to be a kli rishon. Who said so? The Truma Sadesh is on the Makoros again. Open up, please. The Truma Sadeshen to Tshuva Kuf Peyal. It's here. Please open up because it's hard to follow without looking inside. Page 46. That goes sideways, I'm sorry. Remember, he wrote his own shaylos. Remember that? Shayla. K'deira melea cholav roseach shefusa etzal eish al akira. U'machmas arasicha yotza cholav l'malam me'ogne akli. Boiled over. V'nizchav v'nimshachak b'kiluach b'li efsek. One steady stream. Derech dofne akdeira agav akira. Ad shigia etzal boser. Shegamken al akira. Michashvin and Akiluach Adayan Kiirui Miklirishan Vanessa Rabosar O name of Kevin Shinischalagabe Akira Niskar Vlohairoz. Excellent question, he made it up himself. Irishanisch, what's it in? Before Shigamara Shabbos Mem Beis. He quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara. Hokamon, end of the paragraph. Dafalgav Shinimshu Aroskim Agabe Karka Kimohani Chamet Varyashu Nimshochan. Derech Karka, Chashivi Adayin Kikli Rishin. Yes.
Because it's the sides of the copper, the sides that keep it hot. So when it's going on the ground, so therefore we start with those issues.
Fascinating. Look what he said. Your mamish mechamet is too much. Look at the next line. V'yim Tomar Shani Chamei Tveria Shein B'teva Shalen Shakaka. Mikarosan, Sherry Kol, Risichosan, Olav, and Novea, and Akak of Ladam and Lachamei Aur. Maybe the land, who'd ever walked around in Tver without shoes? in the Chamimah. Is the ground hot or cold? He assumes the ground is somewhat hot, because there are hot springs there. I'm not going to argue with him. I've never been in these hot springs of Tver to my recollection. He says, no. Ain't lechalik. Why? Because the Gemara there says, we saw this Gemara, I think we saw it. Hamavashel b'chamet Tver yachayev. Maybe we never read this Gemara. Take a look right over here. Maybe we did, I forgot already. Mem and Beis towards the bottom. Last four lines. Hamavashel b'chamet Tver yachayev. How do you know? To Maisa the Rebbe liyacha gzeirahava. This is the Gemara's raya. This is the problem with Chamei Tveria. Pirish is the Truma Tadesh in the last line, column one. Kevan de laacha gzeira shagazu ala rechitza kachamei ha'ur hu imkein al korach b'chamei Tveria rochatz. Fafilu hachi hutzrach lekli sheni. The Avi Rishnavi Mavasha says the Truma Sadesh, there's a little bit of a cheshman here. Fahash tomi de muchach mishum de maisa de rebbe liach gzeira avi. Mashma di havi kodem gzeira. Havi motzi lukwim b'chame ha'ur. Could have just as well said by chame ha'ur. You see from here, it's lav dafka because the ground in Tveria is hot. What do you see? When the water slides, even if it's along something cold, it slides the status of Klirish. And he quotes the Rashi that it slithered along the ground. The Imlo came at the 10th line on the second column. Mi is kiko the Rashi shenimsh the foresh shenimshru mayim and amayim and tocham bati. Neima dam bati or samama shal nikvi anivya shal chamet verim and tukonak bach. Kimo Brecha, directly on top of the hot spring. Ela Koro lo Mikwi Ambati, Ela Hanimshach lo Mayim Imokom Ache Shuch Musham. That's called an Ambati. Imkein Chazinon, Afa Gav da Havi Boy Lukme Bechame Ha'ur, which were also off from the fire, and it slithered along. Vinim Shachan Agave Karka, Choshev Kiroskim, the Klirishin, because he says the Klishen of Etain. And therefore, it's a raya that we have a serious problem of a Irish and Israel. Says the Shtrumas Adeshim. Afim tim taloma da raya ktas tuchuka. You can somehow get out of the raya. Mikomagam adas nota beninididan. Im nirin lono shli asas salez v'chol av mimokam shenora bebosar. The whole v'kilua god of aholich mitoch arasicha omenes esalaish. Kol tipa v'tipa akrona ena menachas es chavishona shalafanel iskare. No drop. Let's the next one get cold. Shri Pirshua Tosus, Perakira, Yatzel Lettuce the Haina Mishra, the Eina Omen, Eitzelesh, Eina Machzik Choma, Vaholuch, and Miskar. Mashma Dim Od, Hoya, Koach, Eish, Sholet, Chom, Eina Miskar. So even a cliche anyway would be a problem. So here too is certainly a problem. So writes the Truma Sadesh. Very nice. He's the source of Irish and Ischal being prohibited. Yes, he tried to refute the raya somewhat, but at the end of the day, he thinks that the refutation is somewhat weak. There's a Truma Sadesh, and there are more passings this way in Simon Sadi Beis in the Yoredeya. The problem is the stira, I know we're learning Yoredeya, Dick, but let's just be a little bit patient. A stira between Sadi Beis and Sadi Hei. You have in the Yoredeya file, we just came from there before, Simon Sadi Hei. Please look inside. It's page 158, I believe. 158, gentlemen, 158. In the Ramah itself, look carefully. Avalim ira mayim roskin she'ena shabasim lo shalcholov. Al kelim shabasim v'shalcholov v'yachat. You pour boiling water on flesh in the middle of the dishes. I feel the shuma dalibam, even if it's greasy. Hakol shari, the ain irui keklirishin mamish, sheyasa shakelim shemarim aleim Yivlu zeh mizeh. They're not going to absorb from one another. So writes the Mechaber. Wait a minute. Here he says Irish and Yischal is like Klisheni. In Tzadi Be'er he said Irish and Yischal is like what? Like Klirishin. A contradiction to the Ramah between Simon Tzadi Be'er and Simon Tzadi Hei. Comes along the Chavas Das on page 155. He asks this Kasha. I'm also look inside, 155. Not reading the whole thing. This is a small part. Small part. With which begins the beginning of, everyone sees it's at the middle of the set of the first column on the right, 155. I have milk which is pour it slithering along the counter as it goes and bangs on the meat. Lo amira din eskar behatato kema na kiluach mekusher adayim beklirishin eina manichal eskar keinu betrumas adesh kufiyah. We just saw it. Lechina lechora. Everyone with me, yeah, look inside. You have to follow the one. Lechora yistira mislezeh isa veta aruch klal amadal lechofal shekaz. Quote. Also, kli she'ein o'iru bo betchilas anitzuch v'zeh lo arminon she'iru k'kli rishin v'ein ha'bavashel v'gam b'shabes ein o'osu laros aros v'mak al ha'tavlim avo betzidon lo. You can pour the water along the sides of the cup. He's erisavet, there is materit. And he calls to shach tzarihei yud ches. Stira. What do we do with the stira? The afa truma sadesh and the harav, who quotes him in Tzadi Beis. Lo ka'armi rak she'enu yochol iskar me'atato me'acha she'tipo achrona ena benich la'rishon al-iskar, as the truma sadesh said in the tshuva. Fi yochol la'haflit o la'havliya ava b'homodim she'bevar eni yochol levashel. The levashel and yochol akmar sheyesh l'tfanas ha-mechamim also b'kli rishon daf nosav yuchu b'or toistaf mem. He again, for the third time, the Chavas Das is drawing a wedge between what? Come on, between what and what? Bli and bishul. It's the same thing again over here. Irish and Yischal will do blia, will not do bishul. So suggests the Chavas Das. So suggests the Chavas Das. Shver! Shver! We thought that Mikir and we Paskin not that way. That the Bli and Bishul are in fact identical. Comes the Prima Gordon, gives his own terrors to this Kasha. Steer into Amos, Tzadi Beis, and Tzadi Hei. And the Prima Gordon over here, it's on page 159. Come on, guy, hurry up. Let's go. He quotes, he says, there's two things. One, it starts the first wide line towards the top of 159, the wide line of the Sifsei Das. He says like this. He quotes the Nisa Veheter. He says, you know, if it's up at Sidei and it's Shari, Irish and Yischal is no problem. No problem. You pour on dirty dishes, it's no problem. Wait a second. He asked in the fifth white line, the Rav, means the Ramo himself, wrote in Tzadi Beis Zayin, the Kiluach Mikdeira Rosachas al Tzoneness, im lo nifzaka Kiluach, av shenischla gabi kira Tzoneness, lo havik lisheni, the nitzuk kibur v'eim aniach l'kar, that's how Ketumah Sadeshen. But the Niru can eklipu yesholov. Im kein kana mikos mash lo nifzak, Ha'amud, Avshin is called V'nocha Mayim Al-Klitzon Enes V'yad Kli Acher Akol Choshev Yirui Ka'amud Tavlin B'Shabbos. How can he say it's put in a pour along the sides of the teacup? Wrong. Kol's Maj Lo Nifzga Kiluach Avshin B'tzidem Osru La'aros U'kidik HaSivna Against the Mekilim. Against the Mekilim. And don't tell me, he says, that's not Mavashel. It's only Bolein Amavashel. Haburchu. Why? Start the line. To Dinzemi Chumas Adeshin. Raya Shabbos Afemam Beis. I'm Pater Rei Mevashel. Wow. Wow. So he wants to make the following distinction. If you look at the Truma Sadeshan, he says as follows. Vizela Shon, next line. Ho'ol v'kiluach nozel v'nischa mikiluach ha'omein al ha'esh. We have to draw the following distinction. When does an Irish and Nischa present the problem? If the source is still on the fire. Klirishon and Kamas is two cases. It is on the fire or it was on the fire. If it is on the fire, then we say it's a problem, Nischa. If it was on the fire, then it's not a problem. What a great answer. What a great answer. What a great answer. Problem is, the Truma Sadeshin says, it's even Mevasha. Well, he says, no. Depends while it's on the fire or not. Truma Sadeshin case, it's on the fire. His case is Chame Tveri, the fire is still going, the geothermic heat. And the case in Sadi Bey's, a pot overflowed while it's on the fire. In Sadi Hey, I picked up a kettle, poured all my dirty dishes in my sink, then we say, Nischal is not a problem. That's what he says. Problem is, he has a kash against the Ramah. Look at the Ramah. Please. So the Ramah here, we could somehow survive. But the Prima Gadol has intellectual honesty. Would have been a great teretz. But he has intellectual honesty. And he quotes the Ramah himself. The Ramah himself. Where is that Ramah found over here? One second. I'm not finding it somewhere in here. The Ramah himself would have said, oh, here it is. HaTorah Schatos, which is another sefer of the Ramah, says, quote, it's just two lines later, V'im, the last word on the line is V'im, halfway down with these lines in Sifsei Das on page 159. V'im, Kedera Aloesh Oshar Kli Rishin, Flo Nifsika Kiluach, Havi Ke'irui. Ha. It says, Klar, even if it's not on the fire right now. So this teretz goes down the tube. So one of the recent Achronim said, both terutzim are shver. The Chavos Das is shver. We'd like to keep the same. Bishop Lee the same. Prima Gadol is shver against the Ramah and Torah's Chatas. Put them both together. That's the suggestion that was made recently. Put them both together. What does that mean? Listen carefully. Irish and Nischal is Mavliya. Even if it's off the fire, Torah's Chatas. But to be Mevashel, it has to be on the fire. Of course, it's still Shver. We say Bishl and Bliya are identical. Still Shver. The answer, Abosu, I believe, is if you look very carefully, you'll see the Shach Paskins against the Ramah. Sifkot and Chof, just briefly, page 158. Briefly, because it's very relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. We'll see momentarily. Very relevant. Koshali! There are more passes in Samaches, Irmavasha Kadei Klipa. How come over here, if I pour the hot water over the flesh of the milk of the dishes, it's okay? Says the Hail Gashach, Nay, the Mavasha Kolkach Shatana Golas Mafsulim Avlia. I pour boiling water over a chicken we saw right in the rush. It can no longer be kasher because the hot water takes the blood from here, moves it to there, and it's absorbed. Mikomago makli show koshe enabolea. The eno mafludum avlia kiyachad bekli show koshe. That's pshat in the Ramah, shouldn't be a stira. The Yandina, however, I think everything is awesome. Iwi is mavasha. Iwi is mavashel, it's mavlia, the works, everything. Everything is absolutely awesome. So where in heaven's name is the Ramah coming from? Where is the Ramah coming from? Says the Shach. We're now eight lines up. Eight lines up. We've got to look at every word. The Easter of a Heter Ha'aruch Shom Din Yuches. The Heter Afil Shuma Dovik Behen. You can pour water on greasy flesh dishes and lands of little dishes. Hayne Mishum the Hazel Tamei. The Svirle, the Iru Yenim of Vashalom, Avavliya, if you look at the Klippa, if I was like the Rashbam, Ela Bolea, Kadei Klippa, Kodesh, and that's all. Avala may the kaima niri mavashika le klipa niri kamoshika safti. See, Paskin's against the Ramah. Ramah is pointing to the head, she talks like the Rashbam. We don't Paskin like the Rashbam. We don't Paskin like the Rashbam. That's all. That's what he says. That's what he says. So we can say to Ramah a little bit differently. A little bit differently, along the lines, but not exactly the same. Listen to me, by my shot in the Ramah. Ramah held like this. You're right. Iwi is a problem. But Iwi only impacts on the Kedei Klipa. Again, in Yerodea. And post facto. Shabbos with more machma, we suggest, at least the Chatzchila. And you have Fleshiks and Milchik and Kalim together, Rabosai, no matter how much they're piled on, they're not within a Kedei Klipa of each other. What's a Klipa? The thinnest possible peel. The only case we have where it affects it is a chicken. I pour hot water over a chicken, so the capillaries are mamash one on top of the other, almost microscopic, and therefore the blood from one goes into the other with this hot water that pours over it. When it comes to dishes, by definition, they're removed somewhat from one another. So the impact of Iroi only lasts for a Kedei Klipa. The proof of the pudding is, we're not discussing clean dishes. We're discussing dirty dishes. Dirty dishes. So what are you talking about? Mafna Mavliya. It's right there. The answer is, it cannot take the cold grease from here and smash it into the kli more than it could clip it down. So if I have fleshika grease on the fleshika dish and I want to get it into the middle dish, it doesn't work. Because the iwi is spent after it bang, once it touches down, like a plane, once it touches down, after the klipa, turns into a pumpkin. Oh, pumpkin. I heard some pumpkins. It's a pumpkin week some places. Yeah. So it turns into a pumpkin. It stops working after the klipa. So therefore it doesn't work anymore. It's not going to answer it. Now, this would answer the Ramah. It's true. If you look at the source of the Ramah, he happens to quote the Yisrael Heter. So the Shach is right. We really shouldn't pass. We can justify it. We really shouldn't pass it like it. That's why I'm so upset, Rabbi Osai, with Rabbi Kiveg. I'm upset. I need a cock Rabbi Kiveg. Look at Rabbi Kiveg. You have it in Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. You all have it. Please turn to Rabbi Kiveg. Please turn. Page 148. Here the Mechaber says you can't pour water onto Tavlin. Says Rabbi Kiveg, Rabbi Yisrael Veheta says, it's underlined. The Ein Iser El Laros Ala Tavlin Atzma Aval Lishpoch Betzidon Lo. And let's look at in the Prima Gadam in Yerodei Tzadei we just saw. What are you quoting this for? But Kiveg, I don't understand. Why are you quoting this? We already saw before the Shach said that this is he said the Lishitosa. He passes like the Rashbam. And according to the Rashbam, he reads the cliche. Eats to the head that thinks it's really good cliche. You know what? We'll throw in the chuppah for the fans. Throw in the chuppah. What's the chuppah for the fans? The Hilchos Shabbos will be more careful. But you know, they don't get carried away with the chuppahs. We'll only be machmir to pour them directly onto the tablet. If it slithers along the side, we're not going to be machmir. So writes the Shuva Sadesh. But where's he coming from? He's coming from the Rashbam. He reads the cliche. So he builds up from the Rashbam and says, you know what? We'll make a Chumrah on Shabbos before directly. We'll go back to our previously leading position, but slithers along the side. We need passing against the Rashbam. We pass in Klor against the Rashbam, for sure. Both in Ashtim, for sure. But the Vikaradim. So we pass against him in Arachayim and in Yerodea. So you can't be mad here if it slithers along the side. Rabbi Kiveger, to me, is a Pella. How can he quote this Lalacha? But it's based, he tells you the source, he's a Vehetem. He tells you to look at the Shinyaradeim. There it says it's based upon the Rashbam. We don't follow the Rashbam. What's going on over here? What's going on? So now we have a major issue, Rabbi Osai. A major issue. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Prima Godin, right over here, Lamed Gimel, it's right in front of your nose. Right in front of you, page 149. Take a look. 149. What does it say? It says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Tiyavam Bati Shomerchat Shimbalea Mayim Chamez. Says the Mogan Avram, Afilu B'chame Tveria Osir Litain Tzonanim Bambati Shohum Shukha Min Amayan Lesocham. He quotes the Gemara. Says the Prima Gadol, Gemara on the bottom, Lamed Gimel, Gemara Shabbos Emma Mebeis, Ma'aseh the Rebbe, Ambati is Guma Bekarka Shehum Shech Hamayim Mimayin Chamet Tveria Lesocha, Havi Ambati Kli Rishon, Rebbeinu Shloim. Rashi said it, but why is it true that Brecha was never on the fire? Rabbi said, look at me, the fire is here. What fire? Eishel Gehenna. That's under the hot springs. And it comes up, slithers along the ground, and ends up here. Why is this a cremation? Why? Cremation is or was on the fire. The fire presumably is there. It's coming up here. Slithers along the ground. So, how could no one answer this question before? Rashi still called it a cremation. Where were you? Sleep? Okay, maybe. That's a legitimate place to be. Dreamland. Herbosai. The Prima Gadol is telling us it's enough on a Rashi. Let's go. Pirish Rashi show. So if also lit in the socho pak shemen bekidon amavzik etc. etc. Oh my goodness gracious me! This is an unmitigated disaster. Why, Rabotai? Why? In recent years, when I was still growing up, it wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad. In our day. Every week we had a kettle, old fashioned kettle, and it would whistle before Shabbos. Woo! And then, what do we have today? Urns. What's the difference between a kettle and an urn? An urn, when you take the water out of it, it was on the fire. In other words, a kettle is on the fire. I pick it up and I go in and I fill up the cup. That's a cliche. But according to this Rashi, what should come out? And the moment I'm wrong, that when I have a cup and I filled it up from an urn, what's that should have? Clearishon, disaster. You're talking about all the cools about tea, which I don't like it anyway. And even, well, let's take what I do like. I like, you take the sense of tea, the essence, and you pour it into the cup. And that's a cliche, it's about a combination of coolers. Number one, it's Bashal Lord and it's Dani. And number two, it's Klisheni. What kind of Klisheni? According to the Mala Ram, the cup that was filled up with an urn, it's Klisheni. And the Chatham of Furusha Rashi. Abadi said, we're in bad shape. You never thought of this, huh? Well, the Shemir Shabbos did. He did. Look it up. You have to script. I'm sorry, what do you want to say?
He said, why is the Rashi problematic? I mean, it's not for what we do, but in terms of the Svara, it makes sense, right?
Why should it make sense for Svara?
Because it's not coming from Klirisha. I mean, something that was on the part that was off. You're from Klirisha, it's a Klishenu, when the Klirisha is only Klirisha, if it's Ala H, makes sense that wouldn't be a Klirisha anymore.
Well, I guess it may depend a little bit on, if you go back to the Shita, the Tosfos. Tosfos says a Klishenu will have what's called the Fanas Makaros, because it was never on the fire. Now, when the water came off the hot springs and slid across the ground, I don't know how many feet, and gathered in a little water hole, there's no defanus mechanos over here. When I take my urn and I open the spigot and fill up the coffee cup, there's no defanus mechanos over here. So if you ask me, based on Tosfos Svara, I would say it's a cliche. There's some other svaras. This is major problem. Open the Shemir Shabbos, Rav Osai, he asked this kasha, please. I can't remember where the Shemir Shabbos is. Eight in the 80s somewhere? Here it is. Footnote, Kuf Chaf Beis. Page 82. He writes in Sif Mem Aleph. Kol amayim achamim hayotzim mitkonim anal mit urns yesh lachshosh veloma shedinam kemayim abo mikli rishon etc. Yeah, so let us vote. On the bottom he says Rashi Mem Mitbeis Rosh Yosef. He says Haynu Dafka Kozman Shoeish Lachashmal Dlukin Dume De Abati De Chametveya Damina Natzinoros Mekablim Shem Shol Kli Rishim Nishem Chiburim Leish Umali Sir Godol Umali Sirim Tzinoros Arukim. So it's like one long pipe. V'yeser Alkein Shamatim Shem Chazanish Tim Shofek Mayim Mitoch Dud Shomen Aleish Mitoch Hakos Mekablim Amayim Shemitoch Hakos Shem Shol Kli Rishim Kevin Shemishash Shlichosam Hoyu Mechuborim Lekirishin Shomen Aleish Rashi Nu Prop Parentheses Elisha Divich Chazanish Tzarechim Matzina Shekiluach Mikideira Rosach Shaholach El Kideira Tzunenis Lenisa Kiluach Din Iri Olav Yeradei Tzani Beis Vayin Zayin Baramo. All it does is knocks out a Kedei Klipa. Umayrish HaKedeira Rosachas He Eitz Elo Eish. It's on the fire. We saw that before in the Prima Godim. Im Kedei V'chazen Ish Heinu Tzvichim Leser Kula. Not only Kedei Klipa. Kula. And there are in fact are some who say that by the last line. Some say Yirimi Klirishin Sh'om El Gabi Eish Oser Kulo. But we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. And even those who do paskin that way, take a look over here on the top line of the next page. They say it's mavliya v'lo mishum mavashel, which we don't like bechlal. And according to the Chazon Ish, lo mavua mishum mokum at shin yudches sif yud, we just saw, mari dafka be'ein akadeira omenes agabe yoesh. So Shlomo Zalman says the Chazon Ish is like in the Prima Godim that we did see, we just saw it a second ago. Shin Yud Ches Lamed Gil and in Yerodea as well. And then many, many people disagree. And they say it's considered to be a Kli Sheni, but he adds a word. La'acha Shenifsa Kakiluach Nechshav L'Kli Sheni. Rabosa, it seems to me that's Pshat and Rashi. That's Pshat and Rashi. I've never been to Tveria. The hot springs of Tveria, I'm speculating, are constantly coming up with water. Internet? The hot springs, they keep coming up, or it just it takes...
It wouldn't be a spring.
Okay, not 24-7, but often it just keeps coming. So I'm saying Pshat, in the Maisa Shehoya and Daf Mem Amud Beis, the water kept coming. That's why it's a klirishin even after it spills into the water hole. Because what's the pshat in klirishin? It is or was or is connected to the fire. Here it is. A constant connection. Ein achinami. So I'm saying a pshara. If I have that teacup and if the water gathers in the teacup, Kol's man is spigot is open and pouring into the teacup, I'll concede to the Chazon Ish at that moment in time. The teacup is a klirishin, because the Rashi seems to prove his point. Once I turn the spigot off, and I disconnected them, I want to claim, then it's considered to be a what? A kli sheni. So I may have a problem with the Yoredeya, because there you get an impression from the Ramot Tzadi Bei Zayim, that even while it's going and connected, it's not mevashel bekulo. But at least in the Rechaim, we're referring to a case presumably, where you fill something up from a kli, and then you stop. Once you stop, I want to suggest that even according to Rashi, the teacup would have a status of a kli sheni. Kain nira li. Now it's interesting. You get an impression that the Truma Sadeshan holds that Iru is Mavashu,
So the same with an apartment building. I don't know how it works, but they have a hot boiler, right?
Sure.
So it's constantly working.
100%. The water that comes out of your sink is Irim Miklirishin. 100%. For sure. That's what they
ask. How about Irushin
Iskab? So Irushin Iskab, but it's all hot water behind it. I agree with you. Whatever comes out of your sink has a status of Irushin Iskab, it's a problem.
So
you shouldn't put your tea depends on how hot your water is. If you have very hot water from your faucet, and the water's coming out from before Shabbos, shouldn't put your tea leaves underneath. Because it's irui, which is nizchal, and it has a status of, you know, kiklivishin to be mevashal, because they clip at least, called the way we pass them, generally speaking. I'm saying that once you disconnect it, you turn the sink off, or the spigot off, at that point I thought you could say the halacha is, it's considered to be a kli sheni. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. That being the case, we make the following shot in the Rashi. What did Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Very critical Rashi. Rashi said, look at the words of Rashi. Please again, memo and base. Very critical. Look in the words of Rashi. Rashi says, the klisheni, she itstam no mat the klisheni the mevashal, the hakach tein apach. The hacham bati shachar ben nimshochalam and amayen, choshiv lo ke klirishin, shenir tuchubo, shafapi sheviro me'al ha'e'ur mevashal. Doesn't mean it's exactly the same thing. Our case, Rabosai, is not on top of the fire. And this brecha never was on top of the fire. But it's consistently and constantly connected to the fire, to the unending stream of the Mayim of Chamei Tveria. It's a sort of an inexact kind of a proof. But once this water stops running, I think it would be considered to be a Kli Sheni. That's what I think. Yes. No. Rashi wants to know, why can't I put the jug in the water which collected in this hole? Why can't I put the water there? Rashi answers, it's a klirishin. Why is it klirishin? That was on the fire. Yes, the water keeps coming. But at the equivalent of a klirishin which was on the fire is this brecha, which although it never was on the fire, is constantly connected. Right as we speak, it's still getting constant transfusions of hot water coming from the fire, from the Chamei Tveria. Otherwise, if you turn off the spigot, in my view, we can agree that it's not considered to be a Kli Rishon. That's what I think. I started saying, we read the Truma Sedeshim together. He seems to hold, Rabosai, that the Iru is Mevashel Bekulo. Because if Iru is Mevashel only Kli Klifa, so why can't I put the jug of oil there? I put the jug of oil. As the water keeps coming over, so it's banging into the jug. We saw before the Shmir Shabbos, the jug itself is the Kli Klipa. Now, since we seem to paskin, Mikir Adin, Iriz Mevashel only a Kli Klipa. We saw that in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ayin Dalet. So then, maybe we don't pass like this Shmir Tadesh. He's going with the opinion that's Mevashel Bekulo. We could say, Rabosai, we could say, based on what we said before, that even though normally we say it's not Mevashel Bekulo, you know why? Because Tato Govar, and the cold is overcoming the hot on top, but not over here, where there's a constant, constant flow of water. Then maybe even we should say it's Mevashel Bekulo. So it's not completely checkmate that the Truma Sedeshin cannot be explained, even according to the more accepted Pesach Halacha, that it is Mevashel only a Kedei Klipa. Still, in this unique case, if the water keeps coming, it'll be Mevashel more than Kedei Klipa, even Bekulo, through the jug. Kain Nira. Or, like the following yourself, maybe Chamei Tveria is different. Truma Sedeshin himself suggested that Chamei Tveria is different because it's hot. Therefore, the hole in the ground is considered to be a Kli Rishon because it's coming along a hot surface. The whole place is hot. All hot. Now, it's true, as the Truma Sedeshin himself said in his parrying back and forth, they only explain it by Kli Rishon, by Chamei Tveria because of Gzeiros Merchatz. Otherwise, we would have said it's referring to a case of regular bath from regular hot water. That's true. But we could have said, had it been regular hot water, that's referring to a case of Ambati, which is a Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh. Al Ha'esh. You know, the old, you ever learned the Gemara in Brachas? You went to a bath, I think, and make a tefillah. What was your tefillah? Remember it?
Yeah.
What should you do when you went to bath? Shouldn't fall in. Fall into what? The fire. The Roman bathhouses, and they were on top of a fire mamish. They didn't have running water like we have. So that's what it means. On a fire. Look at Rashi Daf Mem Beis. Look in the Sharatian over here. Sifkot and Kufay. The Abad is a Klirishim. It's Klirishim which is on the fire. That's the way it used to be. On top of the fire mamish. So had it been referring to a Klirishim on a regular fire, would have been also because it's Klirishim. So therefore, it would have been on the fire. Now that it's talking about a Chametzveria, there is no actual fire. So maybe there's no raya with respect to Irish and Nischal, and there's only a raya by Chametzveria Lemaskana, and maybe it's different because the ground is hot, as the Truma Sadeshin had suggested. The truth is, were it not for Rashi, those are mighty words, were it not for Rashi. I can imagine a world without Rashi. Were it not for Rashi, one could have imagined Pshat Negemara that the whole of the water is directly on top of the flame. Not that it goes over 5 feet. I don't know enough about hot springs. But why can't it just be the spring itself and you bathe in the water as it's coming up? Who'd ever been in any hot springs? No, you have to go on the internet. Find out if you can actually bathe in the water, not when it slithers along the ground 15 feet, but while it's actually on, as it's just coming up from the hole. Maybe. I just don't know. The Truma Sadeshin says that Rashi didn't learn Napshah because it's not Matsui. If you look carefully in the Ran, you get that impression. It's Mamash on top of the hole. Mamash on top of the hole. Fine. Adkan. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss a very, very important nakuda. Very important nakuda, which is very relevant. What is the halachic status of a ladle? We already spoke about it a few times. The Mishnah Berurah has in a few places. Maybe it's Klirishin, maybe it's Klisheni. Well, what should it be? It goes back to the Tosfos Chazer again. Mem Omud Beis. Rabosai, leave a look. Mem Omud Beis. Frek Tosfos Akasha. What's the difference in Klirishin and Klisheni? This depends upon Yatza Letters, bro. That's all. What is Tosfos's answer? Klirishin mitoch sha'omar al ha'ur dofnos of chamin. Umarzik, every word counts. Umarzik chomo zman meruba. Felechein nostavo shir dechol zman Yatza Letters, bro. Ava klisheni. Afal gab di Yatza Letters, bro. Mutter. Why? She'ein dofnos of chamin. V'holech u'miskarer. The walls are not hot, and therefore the heat dissipates. Any questions? Chavos Das screams and yells. He doesn't understand Tosfos Kash. Tato Gavar! So Klirishin is the fire underneath, and then it hits the water, and then it hits the food. So of course, Tato Gavar. Every single Klisheni, what happens? You take a kettle, you pick it up, you pour it into a cold dish, so Tato Gavar, so it's garnished. What is Tosfos hacking so much? The answer is obvious. Tato Gavar, yeah?
What? Is that talking about Tatio or water? It doesn't go Tato Gavar by water.
Oh, very good. So the you can see the Chavos Das. It's where we had before. What page was the Chavos Das before? 100 and what? 155? I think it's 156, as a matter of fact. He quotes a whole Tosfos. He quotes the whole Tosfos verbatim. I think it's here. One second. It's on column 156, column 2, but the 12th line. Hanir b'kavanasim, our Tosis. Look what he says. The hinei al-kocha lo koi kushosim l'shmuel. Tomat ha-toh govar, to the shmuel achilik mavur. The klisheni kfo niskara me ha-tatoh. Rakushosim aliba derav. Oh my gosh! He says the whole Tosis only going to go into Rav. And according to Rav, it's shver twice. Kli Rishon, why is it Mevashel? Elyon is Kar. Yilog Gova. Kli Sheni is Fakert Shver. Why is it not Mevashel? When you pour from the top, it's Yilog Gova. An amazing, it's a mind-boggling shot. He says the whole Tosis is going according to Manda Omar. Yilog Gova. And they give it teretz. Here are the hot walls. Here are their cold walls. Question. Did Tosfos have used the word cold walls? He says beferish to Chavos Das that he quotes Tosfos the same. Defanas Makaros. Take a look on the fifth line. For Tiritzu, he quotes Tosfos Shabbos Tav Mem, second column. The Klirishin mitoksh defanas chukma b'or. Mashenken klisheni sheyesho defanas makaros. I dare you to find that anywhere. Where are the words? Do a search. We're going to find the Fanas and Makaros in Tosfos. What did Tosfos say in Adaf? What did it say? Ain daf no sub chamin. That's not the same as saying the Fanas Makaros. For some reason, I saw the Mechorna point down. Chavos Das assume that's the Fanas Makaros. So the question becomes, so, what's going on? What's going on? Is the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is the Chavos Das, is where there are no Defanas Mechamamas and no Defanas Mekaros. What's the example that he gives? Irui Shenifsuka Kiluach. Give a look, you'll see. Read again. The Dover, the line starts with Dover. This is a mind boggling. A little less than halfway down. Column 2, the line of Vidava. Vidava sheyesh bo chiluk ben she'elyon tzonen or v'shatachton tzonen hu al kocho bidava she'ein lo lo tfanas mechamamos v'lo amekaros kegon irui she'nifzuk ha'kiluach al tzonen demevashel l'raf. Hear what he said? Chidush nifzuk, kohon t'raf. Oh! Dover gush v'chayotze bo. He says, Dava Gush, he's going to Mahalach, that the walls don't affect it, because it's soup. It's surrounded by walls. But Dava Gush is not. It just touches the air, except for the bottom. The Oz, Yesh Chilik L'Rav, Kshilo Rosech, Mevashel, Hilo Tzonein Mevashel. Im Kein, Ochi Nami L'Dan Kamel Kishmuel, Nitato Agava, Yesh Lomar, B'Dava Shein Lolo Defanas HaMechamos. Catch this now, a third example. Kli shemotzi hotzio imayim kshutato v'dover acher nitan lesocho mivashel kevan delo niskar b'shumpam. He said the third example, not only nifsika kiluach, not only gush, but every ladle. Every ladle has neither hot walls nor cold walls, he says, because the walls aren't physically cold, but they're not the heat that was on the fire, because this is a separate ladle which is taken off. So therefore, it's sort of an in-between neutral zone. And he says, what should it then be? What should it then be? He says, it's not Tfanas Mechamas or Mekaros. He says that according to Shmuel, Tzotato Agobar, it's Mevashel. So you have a ladle filled with hot water, you throw in some food item, it's Mevashel. Because Kol's man, in the ladle, it's going to have a status of Kli Rishon Mamish. But catch this now. Look, the next thing's amazing. Look at the next. An amazing chiddush here in the Chavos Das. Look what he says. You pour from that ladle, which is called Klirishon. on the something which is cold, shatach don sonein, einu mevashel. Why? Kidin shar irui shenifsa kakiluach. Amazingly, the ladle itself, while it's filled, is clearishin, because tatar gava, and the walls are neither hot nor cold. But once you pour it out, it's considered a nifsa kakiluach, and irish nifsa kakiluach, as we saw before, is not mevashel. An amazing compromise of the holy chavas das. Whoa. Nafkamina, he says further on, is also for Dovagush. Skip by 10 lines. He says, look over later on. He says, not finding it. Here. Dovagush. He says, Vadadena Mavashal. If you say, how you're Epshalom and the Dovagush. Mevashel le'ilol le'shmuel. Rak le'tatoh ena mevashel. Kevan sh'en lo l'odfanas mechamamos v'lo mekaros k'mo l'rav. Oh my goodness. He's saying that the Avagush should have the same status as a ladle. Rabbosai, I reject it. I'll tell you why I reject it. Because the Ramah in Yeridaya considers a ladle to be a suffix kli rishon. That's what we saw in Mishnah Berurah. We're not sure. Remember the Mishnah Berurah? What did we see in Mishnah Berurah? Was it at Pei Zayin? There was that Mishnah Berurah. Was it Pei Zayin? When he wasn't sure the status of a ladle? Im shoyim b'kli regim b'tok kli rishon. Yesh omen d'dina k'kli rishon. Etc. And that's the base of Ramah's Mesupik in Yeridaya. Whereas Dava Gush, the Ramah consistently says it's klisheni. You can't sell me a bill of goods that you have a perfect equivalency between a ladle and a Dava Gush. And I'll give you the reason why. Dava Gush has not defanos hamakaros. What does it have? The next one, Diktuk. Dofen hamakarer. What's that? The bottom. Those Dava Gush is not surrounded by cold surfaces, as soup is, but the bottom of the plate is cold. So the Ramah Paskin says the bottom of the plate is cold, so it's considered to be a klisheni. Contrast this with the urn, where there's nothing cold, there he is mesupuk. He's mesupuk. That's what I thought. Again, the Chavas Das has a different mahalach because he's very eager and quick to distinguish between Bli and Bishul. We saw it already three times today. And I thought they really were considered to be primarily the same. That's what I thought. It's interesting when the Rav Mishnah Berurah says over here in Pei Zayin, Uvefrat imashe hakli reken besocho at shemale resicha vadai mikli kli rishon. If you leave it long enough, then it's vadai mikli kli rishon. What does that mean? What do the words mean? It seems to me, again, this comes from a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Some want to kash it with a ladle. You know what they do? They leave the ladle in the water long enough so that they should see steam coming up from the ladle itself, from the contents of the ladle itself. And that's going to work. In my view, what that means is as follows. You can't kasher, listen carefully, you can't kasher, according to the Chavas Das, even with steam coming up, because it's maybe considered as Irish and Nifsak, Hakiluach. The Mishnah Berurah has a different word. He thinks if steam is coming out, it's certainly considered to be a Kli Rishon. Why is that? Because what's Kli Rishon? Defanos Mechamamos. apparently if it's there for so long that the steam is mamish coming out of the ladle, that means the walls of the ladle are considered hot walls that were heated on the fire on both sides. What's a pot? A pot is a piece of metal in a certain shape that's on a fire and its walls get hot. What about a ladle? Well, the ladle's not really directly on the fire, it's only put into the soup. If you put it there for a short amount of time, it's not considered walls that were heated on the fire. You leave it there for a longer amount of time, long enough that steam comes up from it independently, then we're going to view it as a pot. The ladle itself is like a clearish in the pot which was on the fire. That's how I understood it. That's my understanding. I can't prove it to you otherwise. That's my understanding. Now, that's exactly why we mentioned yesterday the Chazon Ish makes such great sense. I have a pot, I take it off the fire, and then I put a ladle in. No way! That's a clear issue. Because I was never on the fire. If I dipped it into a pot while it's on the fire, then the ladle maybe have a status of a cleave which is heated up by the fire. Masufik. If it's there long enough that it's, the steam's coming out of that ladle itself, then Bavadai is considered to be what? Bavadai is considered to be what? Rabbi say what? A kli which was chucham al gabi yoesh. That's in the Mishnah Berurah's chat. Frankly, if you look in the original, in Tosav Odezara, Daf Lamed Gil, you get a totally different impression. The impression you convey over there is like this. Avada tzikli rishin. They're convinced 100% without a doubt it's considered to be a clearishin. And he's mesupuk in a case where the steam comes up from the ladle. Otherwise it's not even a suffix. You know why? Because kibol or kach polto. We saw a little bit in talking about kashri. The same way as it came in with boiling water, potentially, it has to come out with boiling water. So the way I read the Tosna for the Zohar Lamed Gimel, if there was no steam from the ladle, forget about it. If there's steam in the ladle, that makes it a candidate for what? For Hagola, you have to have steam. And it's a suffix, whether it's clearish or not clearish. The Mishnah Berurah is not talking about Hagola. So if not talking about Hagola, we don't really understand so readily why steam should make a difference. Unless you get to take Mar Lamdus, which is not the original intent of Tosfos on the Gilgal of Avodah Zarah. If steam comes up, then we can say with some measure of confidence that this particular ladle was heated up by the fire itself. And if there's no steam coming out, then there's a suffix whether we can give this status to this ladle. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. I think it's not a bad shot. I really don't think it's sufficiently backed up. If you look, follow the paper trail of the Ordea to the Tosaf of the Zolam and Gimel, I don't see it there. I'm just saying I don't see it there. But okay, the Poskim will have this shita as well. In any event, Rabosa, it seems to me that halacha lemaisa, the Ramah and Yoredeya's Mesupuk, we're not sure what the status of a ladle is. We're not sure. With or without steam coming out, if you ask me. The steam is relevant, if you ask me, only for Hagola purposes. We don't know. Again, there are those who claim if the steam coming out, Mishnah Berurah, that's considered for sure, and if it's coming on, if it was once on the fire. Chazon Ish said if it was never on the fire when you dip the ladle in, it's certainly not al Eish. These are all a little mechudash. What I'm saying to you is, you cannot, don't link ladles with davagush. The Chavos Das does, and he's consistent, seems saying thrace throughout, by davagush, by a ladle, he's suggesting that it's only going to cause blia, but will not cause bishul. And I say no. Whatever is blia is bishul, whatever is no bishul is no blia. I'm trying to be consistent completely. The only exception that we could potentially admit of is
that we'll call an Ademekale Bola. There, maybe it's Dio Rabishal, because that Bliya may only be a Lechatchila. We'll get to it tomorrow. That may not really be a full fledged Bliya. But whenever I'm suggesting full fledged Bliya and Bishal go together, all the cases. Klisheni is not Mavashal, not Boleya. Lest the Atzeletz will not Mavashal, not Boleya. If it stays cold, now Mavashal conceives the Chavistas, I claim, not Boleya. Sorry. You know what? I claim it's not Boleya. And what was the fourth? Davagush. Davagush. The Ramah says it's neither Mavashal nor Boleya. And the Chavis Das and all these things is trying to be an artful dodger and say it's Bliya yes and Bishul no. I don't think that's the Pesach of the Ramah. Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah. We try to follow the Ramah. And according to the Ramah, I like to maintain an equivalency of Bishul and Bliya. Yes, it's true. We saw the Rashbam didn't accept that. Because the Rashbam was talking about a Mekalei Bola. So the answer was Bliya yes and Bishul no. I mean, even we might say that it's just a chumra biyama. It's a unique case. We'll try, again, that's tomorrow's shiur a little bit. But what I'm trying to drive home is that in my view, the two go together. Bishul and Bliya go together. And the halacha lemaisa, it's chazim again briefly, Ramah is klar, and there's no bit Bliya in Davagush, and there should be no Bishul Davagush. Not like the Chavis Das, there's no Bishul, but there is a Bliya. And not the Rabban Avraham, who took it to its logical extension and said, well, since the Mashal is Machma by Bliya, we should be Machma by Bishul too. That's, if you look any kitzur book, you'll say, by the way, after Machma, the Gush, or the Gush. Look, I'm not I don't mind going to be Machma by Gush. I'm not pay this. But the Iker Adin, it's important that I'm repassing. The Iker Adin repassing is no Bliya, so it should, and certainly there's no Bishul. Same Nesni Hatzalad as well. Same by Klisheni, and same, I keep saying, if it doesn't get hot. You can't cook them, it's not hot. So therefore there should be no Bliya either, in my opinion, if it doesn't get hot. We're going to see tomorrow is extraordinarily relevant for microwaves. There's a fight I had over 30 years ago already about this very point. And I'm not faulting the person who argued with me, the Chavis Das is like him. I'm not the Rosh Hashulchan. I don't think either of us realized anything at that time. We just was shooting from the hip. But I said I was shooting for my logic. How can it absorb if it doesn't get hot? Absorption goes together with heat. And not just the item which is going in, but the item which is absorbing. Well, what has to be hot? You have to be hot in order to absorb. If you're ice cold, how can you absorb anything? That's my logic. I guess I'm not sure what Mather says about this. I think I hope it would confirm my opinion. And you look at that in before tomorrow. If Mather's on my side, and I hope it's on my side. I hope. So these are some of the important issues. I want to just end with one final nekuda. We spoke already a few times about this Yad Nichbeis story. We saw it in the Mishnah Berurah. And there are people who say Yad Nichbeis is a chumra, which we are required to keep, Mr. Brewer quoted it. But I also saw, and this makes sense to me, in a recent sefer, that if you're going to pour milk, not tea, milk, into Yad Nichbeis, the water, there's room to be made. Why? Because by the time the milk gets finished with it, it will no longer be Yad Nichbeis. So even basically be Atzeletz, but once you pour the milk into the coffee, milk. What is such milk? It considerably reduces the temperature of the coffee. As long as at the end of the day, they had the go, then it should be room to be made.
Isn't it like about the story?
Okay. It's Kiddush. I just wanted, when I spoke of the English about Kishtish, I neglected to mention this Nakut. Along those lines. We're both saying we're out of time. And then tomorrow I want to try to finish up. Sunday we're going to really finish up. Just Monday morning, we'll be met up right early from my compass. The sugar is going to be a pair of kira, shi and hatzara. Got time over the big weekend. Trying to get a head start.